Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can always listen to WFAN anytime, anywhere when you download the Radio.com app and favorite us. If you have Alexa or Google, just say play WFAN. You'll be locked in to the fan. I see that we're going to have a new Hall of Fame class in baseball tomorrow, so we get to have all those horrendous discussions again. Like the Harold Baines thing with the that other committee that put him in. Oh, my God. Did that go on for a week or what? God. Let's comb over every stat that this guy had and then get into these really ridiculous arguments.
I'm a loser.
What was that? What was that big one? Oh, it was Dog and Tony La Russa. Remember that?
Yeah.
Is he better than Al Oliver? Tony, is he better than Al Oliver? Al Oliver. God. And then Evan makes us do our Hall of Fame ballots, and then I just circle all the steroid guys to piss them off. You know?
Yes.
And then I hand it back, and they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you put this guy in. Will you stop? Like, God.
Well, some people have a passion. That's his passion. You know that.
I'm a loser.
Who's unanimous? Who's this? Who's first ballot? Who's second ballot? I mean, it's a room in upstate New York. This is what we're talking about. You bring your kid there. You get a T-shirt and a mug. You show them around, and then you go home.
Douchey.
For the players, though, it's something that is a crowning achievement on
what
you would hope was a great, great year. Yes, I understand that.
we're not the baseball player,
yes.
And the hypocrisy of it, too, is Pete Rose is not allowed in, but can we get your cleats?
Yeah.
So we can display the Pete Rose area?
Yes, exactly.
Right, exactly.
So stupid.
Oh, this guy is a monster. But here's the bat that he used. It's his 500th home run.
Bonza stuff, McGuire, all of it's there.
Right. And then we act as if the people that put these guys in the Hall of Fame are, you know, all the great baseball people that are up in heaven that are looking upon and saying, this guy's a Hall of Famer. No, it's Jeff Passan, John Heyman, and Bob Nightingale. Well, those are the guys that are putting these guys in the Hall of Fame.
Didn't they ask John about, what's his name, Mariano going into the Hall? Well, maybe if we'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe if we get enough votes.
I think there's a chance. Oh, they take.
Has anybody figured out where Machado and Bryce Harper are going?
I think Tony Romo was predicting Bryce Harper.
That's what Harper tweeted out.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. So that was Bryce Harper on top of the news. That kid, he knows what's going on using that social media.
I do get a kick out of though. Was it Chris Bryant? I think that was all upset that these guys don't have jobs yet. Well, how about we don't have to settle for only 10 years and $350 million?
Well, that's the point.
They make it seem like no one wants them. No, not at that price. That I want them
more and more now. What I think you're seeing, and we started this conversation last year about this, there is a serious market correction going on.
Sure. I thought it was in poor taste, too, that Chris Bryant said, I can't believe these guys don't have jobs when there's a bunch of government employees who really aren't getting paid right now, and these guys are going to be getting millions upon millions of dollars, and we're shedding tears for them.
They can have jobs if they want. Just accept the contract offers that they've been given. That's all. It's their decision not to sign the contracts.
Meantime, they're both in their indoor swimming pools waiting for their agent to call them tell them exactly where they're going to end up.
Yeah, you could have a job. Just go work for Amazon in Long Island City.
Bryce Harper's like, you know what? Phillies, really? That's it? That's the only place I can go? Are you kidding me?
Well, the Nationals, that 10-year, $300 million. That's it.
No, I don't think so.
Turn
that
down.
That's not happening.
Yeah, no
and then
thanks.
Manny Machado's going like, man, the White Sox?
I do agree with that.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Because he ain't coming to the Yankees, man. They don't want you. Done. Over. Goodbye.
This is a totally different thing, but it just popped in my head when I mentioned that Amazon Long Island City thing. Did you guys see that email we got about how in this building, because Google's doing a big thing down here in Hudson Square.
Aren't they taking over one of the floors?
They're going to be here. Yeah. Right. And they said there's going to be massive construction. Did you guys see this email?
I did.
Massive construction that will be taking place mostly between 6 and 8 a.m. every day.
Oh, that's great.
I was like, oh, God.
Perfect.
Why those 2 hours? He's like, you might have some noise. We're just going to have to deal with it, but it's going to be between 6 and 8 a.m. I was like,
just Google it.
Do we know what floor it is?
Just Google it.
What's that boomerang?
Do we know what floor it is on?
12th floor.
It is.
We're on 10 now.
Right.
Just Google it.
Are they getting the whole floor out?
Yeah, they just started, actually, just
they
now.
Did. Yeah.
Construction.
Perfect.
Jackhammering. Just Google it.
The 11th floor people are going to have a really big problem if it's this loud down here.
What is that?
What?
I said the 11th floor people are probably much louder for them if it's this loud down here on 10, you know? Well, good for them, though.
Why are we jackhammering the 12th floor? That seems counterproductive.
Yeah, I know.
They're putting in a glass floor. That's what cool businesses do now.
Is that true?
And no glass ceiling.
Oh, see? I see what you did there.
What?
Just Google it.
Oh, boy.
And you know those Google people are going to take all our parking spots.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking they're probably progressive. They don't drive.
Why do I get the sense Google might give them spots on that? Just a thought.
Right, I know.
That'd be a nice little perk to have, right?
In a parking garage
And also, if they work off hours, maybe we'll get heat when we come in now.
Right.
Because they'll pay for that.
Yeah, I got a feeling those Google people are going to be outside like we are shanking people for parking spots. You know, like I'm wrestling around with the traffic guy from 880. Throwing elbows to get the last spot in front of the building. Just so I can rush up here to my 55-degree office.
And listening to this upstairs.
Oh, boy. What a place, man. All right. Jerry, you have an update for us?
Oh, they paused. Okay, cool. Yeah. Brought to you by the Start Something New sales event going on now at Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in Amityville. You guys, of course, talked about Gail Benson and the Saints and how unhappy she is and looking for change, of course, in the league. Beyond that, you've got the Rams and Patriots in the Super Bowl. Here's Sean McVay, spoke yesterday, knows nothing easy about this going forward.
It's going to take a great performance, and it's going to take a great couple weeks of preparation to get ready for, you know, what's really been the standard around this league for the last handful of years.
The New England Patriots. And Tom Brady was mic'd up, or at least caught on mics, with Chris Hogan in an embrace at the end of their win over Kansas City. She can hear what message he had for Hogan.
I'm too old. You're too slow. We got no skill players. We got no defense. We got nothing. I'm real, bro.
Man, I'll tell you what, these guys have talked themselves into such a frenzy.
Hey, if it works for them, great.
Whatever, yeah. If you can get motivation out of it, yeah, we suck. They hate us. And I don't know. Everywhere I go, it's like there's nothing but mad respect for all of them.
Right. This is what I would do. If I were the Rams, I would just say, man, the Patriots are the best team we have ever seen. Oh, my goodness. They're
so good.
Throw
the bouquets for 2 weeks.
Right. Like, we're never going to win this game. They're so damn good. Every player they have on their roster is better than our guy.
At every position.
At every position.
Well, except for Aaron Donald.
Don't say any of that, because then they'll use that. Be like, oh, yeah, Aaron Donald, and then they'll have six guys blocking them. I mean, when the Patriots have a chip on their shoulder, they are the most dangerous. Like the Deflategate year, the Tom Brady four.
Yes.
They went and won the Super Bowl that year.
Well, you know, it's almost like Bill Belichick uses it and has brainwashed that entire roster.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think Brady's a big part of it.
Because you know what this sounds like? It sounds like if I could, you know, go into the meeting rooms of the Patriots, is that this is what Bill Belichick is telling him.
Searching for stuff.
By the way, Chris Hogan, you're not good enough. You're too slow. James White, you're too small. Whatever it takes to just absolutely aggravate them into motivating them, that's what he's probably doing.
To his 9th Super Bowl. Amazing. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid not going to the Super Bowl. He said he had a tough night after the defeat.
I didn't sleep much last night, but I'm good to go. I'm ready for you guys.
He fielded questions about personnel and coaches, as you can imagine.
This is part of the problem here. When you lose, you got to face all this, and I get it. But there's a time and a place to look at everything and a little bit more rational position than less than 24 hours after a game.
We're watching the video on CBS Sports Network, too. What character does Brady look like with that wetsuit wrapped around his head?
Aquaman? I don't know. Who?
No,
Spider-Man?
Aquaman. He looks. Maybe it's a kid's show. He looks ridiculous, but whatever. So be it.
Maybe one of the bubble guppies?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that a show?
It is a show. Look at
you. Jerry, they always say, though, that you know, the heat escapes from the top of your head, so it's always good to keep your head covered.
No, not a Teletubby. Yeah. Never watched that, though. Darren McFadden, remember him? He played for the Raiders, played for the Cowboys, running back. He was arrested for driving while intoxicated and resisting arrest after he fell asleep in the drive-thru line at Whataburger.
Wow.
That seems kind of... No? I could talk any of them. All right, NBA last night, or rather yesterday afternoon, Nets and Kings. Nets keep rolling.
88-83, net lead down to 5. Minute 6 to go in the third. Russell a 3, and it's good. D'Angelo Russell again. He's made 7 straight threes.
That's Chris Carino with the call on
Is Brooklyn in the house?
I thought
so.
They have been in the house quite a bit. They're now 25-23. They beat the Kings 123-94. Russell shoots 12 of 25, 31 points, 8 assists, 0 turnovers. Had himself a hell of a day, and so did the fans, as he tells Yes.
I want to thank the crowd. Man, you guys were ecstatic the whole night. We heard you guys, man, and we needed that. We're going to keep needing that. So make sure you guys keep showing our support. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
4 straight wins for the Nets, 17 of 22 as well. Rudy Kurucz set 16 points.
It's Kurucz, man.
7 of 10 shooting.
And,
the kid.
Him and Jared Allen?
Yeah, Jared Allen. Oof. Joe Harris shot it well again yesterday. So Nets playing good basketball while the Knicks fall to 10-35.
That's good. They're number 2 overall now in the tankathon pick.
Yep, they lost to the Thunder 127-109. They were down big early, and
it's great. Oh, they were all complaining about the noon start and everything and the schedule. I mean, this is just, it was perfect. Now, I got a question about the Carmelo thing, because we have decided now that Carmelo is a disease to these teams.
Yes,
now,
okay.
Trade it to the Bulls, and the Bulls are going to waive him.
Right. So, my question is, does the Carmelo effect affect the Bulls? Because he's sort of part of the team, but he's not really.
He's not even going to be there for 24
but
hours.
But still, but there has been a transaction. So, I mean, how far does this thing go, this Carmelo thing? Because it worried me for a little bit, because we know that Carmelo ends up anywhere near a team, they just go right in the toilet.
And he'll end up with a jersey, too, right? Because wasn't he a Hawk for 24 hours?
Yeah,
and he made them
so.
Give him the jersey?
Yes.
Yeah.
So but if it's a negative effect, then they'll win, because that's bad for them.
I guess so, but usually it's the teams that get... But now, actually, you know what? They had them, and then they got rid of them, so maybe they'll get better, and they'll start winning. So who knows? But
well, the good news is that Chicago is on a one-game winning streak. They're 1-9 in their last 10, and
they beat the Cavs, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but they beat... Well, I know that, but you know, as long as the Knicks stay in the 1, 2, or 3 spot, we're fine.
Right, exactly. And right now, they're
second. And they keep developing young players. Hopefully, Knox and Moutier, and they keep playing, and they get better. Well, look, I know it doesn't look great, but at the end of the day, the way that Fizdale's handling this thing is perfect.
Yep.
You mentioned the Rockets. They lost big to the Sixers, 121-93. Joel Embiid had 32 points, 14 rebounds. Enjoy that, kid.
It was fun. I mean, we beat them by 30. It was really fun for us. I don't think it was fun for them.
Probably not.
He talks like a jolly cartoon monster. Like a cartoon monster that is only doing good things.
Yeah, at the
like
end
it's
there,
friendly
said,
to the kids and not eating them.
Not good for them.
Yeah, right.
He sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end. Play the end of that, Jerry.
Come over here.
I play the end of it. I play the whole thing for you, though, if you would like. Here is, let's see here. Here you go.
It was fun. We beat them by 30. It was really fun for us. I don't think it was fun for them.
Say fun for them.
Yeah, I mean,
like JJ.
Right, like he's like in a cave. He's furry and blue.
Yes.
You know, and he's
fun
in there.
For them.
Yeah, right. He protects the kids from all the bad stuff out there. I mean, that's what he sounds like. Like if he'd be great in one of those like Pixar movies, like doing a voice.
Yeah.
Be perfect.
Monsters, Inc.
Right, there you go.
There's the Embiid.
Yep. There he is, keeping the neighborhood safe.
Warriors, Lakers last night. And you never know who's going to come to play for Golden State, but you got one of the all-stars, and last night it was Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson, 41 points in 26 minutes without a free throw. And somebody right now is counting how many dribbles he's had. Curry finds Thompson right side, loads up another one. Oh, are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. Ridiculous. Klay Thompson hit it from the sideline, 10 of 10 for 3.
10 of 10 from 3 to start. He finishes 10 of 11, 44 points. And the point, the reference he's making is Thompson will put up 30 points and literally not dribble the ball at all. It's just catch and shoot off a screen. So that's why he made that reference. Tim Roy on Warriors Radio, 130-111 the final.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like it seems like every other night it's another guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that the way it works?
Because
Curry was 3 of 12. Shooting last night and 2 of 10 from 3-point range.
And they still won by 19.
Right. Oh, my God.
Remember how bad the Warriors are doing? They're 33 and 14.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
They're having a down year. Baseball Writers Association will indeed announce the new class of the Hall of Famers tonight, 6 p.m. Mariano Rivera very well could become the first unanimous selection. Yankees send Sonny Gray to the Reds. They get back Shed Long. Then they trade him to Seattle for a minor league outfielder, Josh Stowers.
And what it took to get Stowers here? Was that the holdup?
I don't know. Shed Long. I mean, it sounded like they were waiting for a big package to come back, and they ended up getting Shed Long and Stowers and who the hell, I don't know. Just get them out of here.
Reds gave Gray a three-year extension as well for over $30 million. College basketball, Michigan State beat Maryland 69-55. It was Kansas over Iowa State 80-76, and Rutgers beat Nebraska 76-69. Islanders skate in Chicago tonight. Radio.com at 8:30. At the Australian Open, American Danielle Collins moves into the semifinals, beat someone I can't pronounce her name. Petra Kvitova won as well, and your boy Francis Tiafoe is struggling. He's down 2-0 to Rafael Nadal and down 3-1 in the third.
Yeah, I told you this was going to be a rough
Tiafoe
one.
Tiafoe may go, yes.
Yeah, yes, the headlines are out there already. But right. Hey, no shame in losing to Nadal, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.